This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underlie issued a statement Thursday regarding executive orders from the White House that impact K-12 education. She said schools will follow state and federal law and serve all kids and families. They will continue to reject any federal directives that threaten the well-being and rights of the communities they serve. Dr. Underlie stated, quote, "Our communities need unity, not division and hate. Our teachers deserve respect and support for the decisions they make daily in the best interests of kids and families. Wisconsin schools need a partner in the federal government that supports and funds local educational opportunities," end quote. The White House executive order states that the Trump administration will enforce the law to ensure that recipients of federal funds providing K-12 education comply with all applicable laws prohibiting discrimination in various contexts and protecting parental rights. Two Wisconsin Republicans want teachers carrying guns. Lisa Hale has the story.
Republican lawmakers are presenting a bill that they say will protect Wisconsin school children from gun violence. State Senator Corey Tomchick of Mosinee and State Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha have co-authored a bill allowing teachers and school staff to carry guns on campus. In a press release, Allen said the bill is the request of the Germantown School Board, who wrote in 2023, quote, "The gun-free school zone signs do nothing but notify a criminal that there will be few, if any, people in the building who can defend themselves," end quote. Allen proposed very similar legislation in April 2023, but it failed to pass when no action was taken on the bill by the time the legislature adjourned in April of 2024. Allen said this bill avoids a statewide solution, but allows each district to make a choice currently prohibited by state law.
The month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on what this means for our Wisconsin waters.
Chlorides from salt are infiltrating our lakes, streams, and groundwater. And Wisconsin SaltWise says one teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually. And by 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during the winter months.
Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer issued an executive order waiving the fee for tribal members to acquire identification cards beginning on February 3rd. President Greendeer stated in his executive order that this is in response to the Trump administration prioritizing a policy focused on the mass deportation of unauthorized immigrants and the identity verification concerns among members of the Ho-Chunk Nation. The Heritage Preservation Department Enrollment Division will maintain the responsibility to ensure validity and safety of ID processing and disbursement. All tribal IDs paid for after January 20th are eligible for reimbursement. Tribal members and their first-line descendants will also be reimbursed for all costs associated with securing a U.S. passport. Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer.
It's my belief that a U.S. passport will serve as the most valid form of United States identification.
He stated that they are working with Homeland Security and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to collaborate to create a tribally enhanced identification card. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach, is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback quarterback coach, Tom Clements, retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, the murder weapon was never recovered and there were no eyewitnesses, but most people still think OJ did it, including OJ. According to Simpson's doctor, Simpson took the truth to his grave. Why is there yet another docuseries about this horribly tragic true crime story? Because obviously people can't get enough of it. American Manhunt, OJ Simpson, is a new four-part docuseries featuring interviews with police, lawyers who were on the case, Simpson's agent, and Ron Goldman's sister, Kim. American Manhunt is available on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, as we often do, when launching a new talk show, it's important to somehow make it unique and give it an identity separate from other talk shows. Comedian John Mulaney will host a talker on the streamer that has been the home to many of his stand-up comedy specials. Not many details have been released, and that is on purpose, according to Mulaney, who says this was the perfect match because he never wanted to do a talk show, and Netflix was getting out of the talk show game. I'm officially curious. 36 years ago, if you went to see the movie When Harry Met Sally, you got to see Meg Ryan proving that a woman can fake a really good time without the man knowing. If you read between the lines, you will probably remember the iconic scene set in an NYC deli. The famous commercial is being recreated for the Super Bowl, which is pretty cool, but with the same flirty and much older actors. Gross. It was only a matter of time, as there is nothing Americans want to see more than old people fake climaxing. Enjoy the game, but not too much. There is no statute of limitations on how far back Hollywood will go for a remake, as evidenced by the latest news that a Little House on the Prairie reboot is in the works, according to TVSeriesFinale.com. Really? They couldn't pick a better name? The first season of the show, that was originally based on the books by Laura Ingalls Wilder, will focus on the Ingalls family's move to Kansas. When the show drops, it will be on Netflix. Headed to the movies this weekend, the mystery thriller Companion opens in wide release, and the critics are digging it. It's pulling a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, where it mentions the film is brought to you by the makers of The Notebook and the horrifying Barbarian, making Companion a different kind of love story. The film stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid. If you're looking to keep the kids occupied, check out the film Dogman. Dogman follows a police canine officer and his human partner who are injured on the job. To save their lives, the surgeons make them one, like in the same man-dog body. Like he could tell himself to roll over, or housebreak himself, or catch his own frisbee. It might sound a little science fiction-y, but it's a bona fide kids movie rated PG and pulling a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. If that's not convincing enough, the caption on the poster reads, "Part dog, part man, all hero." They sound like a very good boy. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. No record warmth today, but still not a bad day. Mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low near 17. On Saturday, more clouds than sun, cooler, a high near 30, a bit breezy as well, and then snow likely Saturday night. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.